All right, I will call us to order in what I will call our preliminary budget work session with the county attorney, because we sure want to make sure we give County Attorney Holmes an opportunity to come back if he would like. And we can just talk this through however you guys prefer to do it.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name for the record is Jessica Reynolds, and I'm an assistant Story County attorney. Here with me today is our legal executive officer, Teresa Smith. The county attorney, Stephen Holmes, sends his regrets. He is currently at home with the flu. It was his intent to struggle in today, but we strongly requested that he not bring the flu to all of us, and he did oblige our request. So I'm here in his place. If I may begin with a few comments, the Story County Attorney's Office continues to reduce its budget as we meticulously examine each and every dollar we are spending in an attempt to continue to be excellent stewards of public monies. Some things that we've done this year to get our costs down even further than the past year, we've been examining even the smallest items that we use in our daily business, and we've eliminated our vacation request forms and have implemented a new process for vacation requests using Outlook. That's been a savings of $200. We have switched to Office Max for our office supplies after conducting a price comparison, and that's a savings of $1,500. I bring up those specific examples to show the board that we are looking at all costs, no matter how small, to try and reduce our operating expenses. On page 13 of our budget request, you'll notice that the county attorney's office continues to hold steady on the line items we've already reduced. An example would be postage. We've kept this line item consistent by increasing our use of email by attorneys and staff and hand delivery of all possible documents. Attorneys and staff are cognizant of mailing only necessary items. For example, if we as attorneys know that we're going to see an out-of-town attorney at a pretrial conference next week, we'll hold our correspondence and hand deliver it to them. So as an office, we're working together on those things. We also continue to hold steady, as is reflected on page 13, on reductions in education expenses by requiring attorneys to pay portions of their own education expenses out of pocket and by finding cheaper training alternatives for both staffs and attorneys. I know when there's a free training offered by the Iowa County Attorneys Association, Teresa immediately distributes that, and then as many people as can take advantage of that free training opportunity do so. The final thing I wanted to mention in my opening remarks are that in the 2012 calendar year, regarding fines recovery, our office collected a total amount of $1,095,759.30. $89,547.76 was victim restitution, and $261,759.81 went to Story County itself. So with those comments, I'm going to turn this over to Teresa Smith.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I suppose I can just sit here and answer questions for you. That might be the easier way. If there's something you want me to specifically talk about or...
Well, let me just basically chime in beforehand and basically say to Teresa, I probably seen the budget coming from the county attorney's office a lot more than these two over the number of years. And I was particularly very pleased to see the streamlining and reductions you have just already alluded to. While we still may look at a particular area or two and think, well, you know, a few dollars here, a few dollars there makes a big difference, I came away this year with almost no questions that I could just really put my finger on and say that it really is a concern. And I think that's a testament to you and your entire office And I know Alyssa, and I shouldn't speak for her, certainly appreciates the opportunities that she's had and the outreach and the collaboration that you've had with her. And I think I also speak well for Lisa as well in that regard. Markley, when there have been issues, budgetary issues and so forth, you do come over here and you visit with them. And I think that has that type of involvement of other folks with a different outside perspective has really been evident and very much appreciated. So I just want to thank you on behalf of the board for what I see as a tremendous effort on you guys' part to really streamline the budget and work cooperatively with us in making sure that we are spending taxpayers' dollars wisely. So,
thank you. They've both been wonderful to work with. I really appreciate them being available to me to bounce ideas off of. They're a wonderful asset to this county, and I really appreciate all the help they've given me. So thank you.
And I guess I would just start by echoing a little of what Wayne said. Clearly, the bottom line is something that the county attorney and you guys take really, really seriously. It's evident in the budgets, not only that you are presenting right now, but the ones you've given us in the past, that you take it really, really seriously. And we are really reticent as a board to get into the detail of going line by line with another elected official's office. I mean, it truly is a bottom line sort of thing as we see our role here. And our role is to make sure that the county budget total comes together and that we're spending the available resources in the ways we deem appropriate. Once we do that, it becomes Stephen's responsibility to figure out exactly how he's going to spend those. So with that caveat, though, I do have a couple specific questions in here that I'd like us just to talk through, and then I have an initial feeling that I think I'm gonna share on where we are on this budget, and then I just suggest that we go ahead and schedule a call back for a time when Stephen can be here, just to go ahead and not finalize anything until he has an opportunity to take a look at what we've talked about and come back and address us directly. Paul, I don't know if you have anything more than that.
Nope.
Okay, my first question is on the revenue side, so I'm on page 9 right now. Fine recovery. We've done an unbelievable job in fine recovery. You guys should be so commended for not only putting a program in place that offers restitution to the victims, but also collects money for government that we've had to outlay. It's clearly gone up every single year. We're way ahead of pace this year on what we budgeted and what we brought in. My question is, why is that not going up in our budget next year?
Because we have two people working in that area. We have consistently had those two people for about a year and a half now. I think I'd really have to take a look at that. And my concern is that they're working 100% of the time, 8 hours a day, and that I'm not going to get much increase now out of the same two that I have. Now, I will tell you, I have started putting an intern in that office that helps fines recovery. But by the time they learn it and they're there 2 afternoons a week,
right,
you know, they're kind of doing the menial work to help fines recovery.
So with recognition of that, knowing that we are, you know, with the staffing levels that we have, and I hope that's something we can talk about in the future, but with the current staffing levels we have, this year we're projecting, they've already brought in 153, my eyesight's so bad, over 153,000, and we're projecting 275 for this year on a budget of 200. Well, if we just do the same as it looks like we're going to do this year, it would seem to me that 275 would transfer over.
Oh, right. I think that was actually, I do believe that you've caught a Scrivener's error.
Okay,
yeah.
Super. And so then my question, not to get greedy in the deal, but is it, understanding that they're working hard, but is it reasonable to think that maybe there'll be a small increase over what they've done this year? So I penciled in the number beside mine instead of the 200 that you had penciled in. I penciled in 300, knowing that it's really 275.
And that may have very well been the Scrivener's error. I'd have to go back and find my actual hard
third,
copy.
Third from the bottom.
Third from the bottom, Wayne. Right. I'm suggesting that in pencil we move that 2 to a 3 and just see if that's that looks to me, Lisa, to be more realistic expectation of what the revenues are going to look like.
Yeah, I think the 275 for this year is a little low at this point.
Okay, so then I'm going to suggest for next year, let's in pencil put in the 3, and you guys have a chance to talk about it and see if we're close. That was the only question I had on the revenue side of things. Okay, if you guys don't have any, moving on. Yeah. I'm on page 11 now, and I'm fourth row down. This is criminal prosecution salaries. Why did I have... we're low there. What we're spending so far this year is low there, and I just want to understand the 50. It looks like, you know, in FY12 we spent 40 in that line item. We're on pace probably to spend about 40 again, even though we've got it listed as re-estimated at 50. I just want to understand what that is. It's extra help.
Yeah, that's our interns. And there was a couple of through the summer, you're lucky if you get victim witness interns because they're going home instead of sticking around here to do internships. So they're going home to do internships. So it's typical that early in the fiscal year that we're low in that.
Okay.
And then it seems like about at the end of the year, then we're about right on. So.
Okay, but in FY, and I'm with you, Teresa, but in FY12, we only used $40,000. The year before that, we only used $39,000. The year before that, we only used $34,000. This year, even though we're a little low, we're just on pace to use $37,000.
I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong line item. Okay.
And so I'm just questioning whether that 50 is truly a 50 or whether it's really a little less than that based on the number of interns you can get.
As you know also that I've added one more intern for victim witness or for fines recovery. And we've hired another administrative assistant intern that is working on the file project to try and get that all finished up for facilities. So I think I have right now 4 interns with 2 attorney interns coming. So I think that difference is going to be made.
Will be the 50. That answers my question. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Will you talk to us a little about ProLaw and the attorney special project? And I think I'm dropping down, 5 more lines? I'm fifth from the bottom now on page 11.
Sure.
Fine collection.
That's right. I was going to address that. As we collect those dollars, some of those dollars become available, the fine collection, available to the county attorney to spend as he sees fit. I completely recognize that that's exactly what this line item is. I'd just like you to talk to us a little bit about changing over to ProLaw and what that's costing us.
It's going to be another $10,000 on top of what we've already spent, which I do believe was around $15,000 to do the conversion. So the $15,000 was in last fiscal or this fiscal year, actually. The $10,000 that is going to hit in the next fiscal year. That's for fines recovery.
Okay.
And what that specifically is the converting of the information from Justware and the program that they bought from another county into ProLaw. So I'll tell you, it was a large amount of money, and that was a hard decision on whether or not the conversion was necessary. To keep a program around that you don't actually pay dues to anymore is really difficult because you can't make any adjustments to it, and if it crashes, it crashes. That's what they had done on the AS400, I think, is where they used to keep some of the information. But then when they went to Justware, they did not do a conversion. It was really difficult. And now that program doesn't work anymore, so we don't have any of that prior information. And if what happens then is you have people, when you move on to your next the next thing that you deal with these defendants, which is fines recovery, then the information's not there. Then I'm paying somebody to sit there and input information that's already been done 3 other times. So with ProLaw, I am adamant that ProLaw is going to stick with us for a long time.
Okay.
They are leading in all of the CJIS programs with the state of Iowa, which means it's an information sharing highway that they're creating for the state of Iowa. So when an officer enters the defendant's information for a ticket, it's automatically going to push through to the clerk of court and to our office with ProLaw. Now, there's only ProLaw and Judicial Dialogue that are doing that. If we had stayed with JustWare, it was going to cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000 for us to be able to use JustWare for the information CJIS program. So I think it's very obvious that ProLaw is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. I think about 49 counties in the state of Iowa use ProLaw. And there's several coming on board here over the next 6 months or so. So I think that's where it's going to stay. So it was very important to me to have everything transferred into ProLaw from JustWare so we weren't data entering multiple times.
And so that I understand now that we expect that that's going to be somewhere around $24,000 in the fiscal year we're in right now. Does that sound right, Lisa?
I'm using her re-estimated at 24, so I'm assuming that's what she's expecting to spend this year total.
Okay, but then 50 next year, and what I heard you say was you had another 10 next year, and so I'm trying to get to the 50 in my head.
Actually, I don't know that we're going to get to the whole 24 this year.
Okay.
Because they had some problems with getting, it took them 11 months to get all of our information transferred from JustWare to ProLaw. So now the next 10,000, which is included in that 24, it makes a total of 24,
okay,
is to be coming. I don't know if it's going to hit this fiscal year yet, or if it's going to move over into the next fiscal year. It depends on their schedule at Thompson West of when they're going to be able to fit this in.
So then talk to me about the 50 then that's in the next fiscal year. Understand that we have 24.
Okay, and one thing I want to be clear here is one of the things that I strongly encourage any department that has a special fund like this that is it carries over for them and everything,
right.
I encourage them to budget to spend all of it that is in the fund.
Got it.
Because I don't have to amend the budget for them.
Okay,
so that's a separate fund.
Right.
She didn't have $50,000 in it. She didn't get to spend $50,000.
Okay.
But there's something, if anything comes up and she says, oh, I want to buy this, I
do
want
it
to
out
spend
of that
it,
fund.
You can spend
Great.
It out of here. If it's budgeted, we don't have to mess with amending for just that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It just
I got to work
it
on
me
the
24.
And I understand. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But
I didn't used to do that, but Lisa just encouraged me to do that. So she was
you have access to
go
the
back
funds.
And
Absolutely.
Make access to the funds that way. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes great sense to me.
If I could chime in on ProLaw just a second. Another reason that ProLaw is so advantageous to our office is EDMS, which you all probably know is the online court system. ProLaw is going to link up with EDMS so that we can actually file from ProLaw directly to EDMS. So that's going to be a really time-saving and important part once they get that technology available.
That's also part of the CJIS program, so yeah.
That was all the questions I had.
The one that I had started was the special projects. So,
it's a great budget. I appreciate your work on it. I appreciate your diligence on it. Now we'll have the what's available conversation. And this board has worked really, really hard to get Story County to the position it's in. And I guess in a nutshell, I'll say that I believe for the first time in 20 years or more, Story County is in a position to have a truly balanced budget where revenues coming in expenses going out do not exceed revenues coming in. We have not been able to get there in our budgets in the past. I really think we're going to be able to get there. But in order to get there, we really, really have to tighten things down and really have to be careful, and everybody's going to have skin in the game. And so as I go through and I look globally, not just at the county attorney's budget, but at everything we do, I think what you guys need to know is the cuts that we have asked for so far in budget work sessions the last 2 days are over $500,000 now, right?
Right.
And so we've asked for something from everybody, and as I come to the bottom line of the county attorneys, and let me tell you how I do this, I draw a line right between employers' flex benefits and attorney special projects up on page 11, because I believe that we as supervisors recognize that everything above that line, above employers' flex benefits, that is our responsibility based on what we determine we're doing in raises for staff, what the compensation committee determines they're doing in raises for elected officials and deputies, those kind of things. And so I draw that line there to say what I'm talking about is everything from that line down, which I think is a little more discretionary and a little more within the purview of Stephen and ultimately you guys as his representatives. And I'm suggesting we need to find a way to find $13,400 below the line. That's all in general basic. To pull out of this. And I don't know where. I'm not suggesting to you where.
So, but this is one of the very reasons why I get so confused on this method is this particular line item right under where you draw the line.
Right.
I'm saying that I'm going to spend $50,000 of that, but the only reason I'm saying that is because it's just the county attorney's money to spend on special projects. So I'm only saying that so it's available if I need to spend it.
Well, let's just be clear. I'm not talking about that
part of it.
We pull that out because I'm talking about the general basic dollars.
That's what I was asking.
Because ultimately that's where we're going to end up. So, yeah, really you can just kind of ignore that one line.
All right.
Unless, and I mean, well, you're totally, the other thing you can look at is the extra help.
What?
Extra help.
That's a possibility.
Am I right there?
Absolutely. And I started with that because, frankly, if you'd have come back and said, oh, no, that was a mistake and really that should be 40, then I'd have come back and I'd have said, okay, it's $3,400 below the line that we need in order to make this whole thing work. But what I heard you say is with your interns, you really need that $50,000 in the extra help.
If we want to keep growing and find recovery.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
And, I just wanted her to be clear.
I don't know if you guys came up differently than I did.
I didn't go to that level.
Wanted more or less?
I didn't go to that level at all. As I say,
Well, we told the sheriff, all three of us. Where were you?
I was 15.
You wanted 15? Where were you?
I didn't even come up with a dollar anyway. Figure on this one. I was so with the looks of this one,
it's outstanding.
On past history and so forth, I just kind of said, wow, if we can get this every year, this is a good thing. But, yeah, so I'm sorry. But I can concur with you. And obviously, I think your message is extremely important because we're doing this with every department, every elected official, and to know that everyone is being asked to reevaluate, reanalyze, and see if there is additional ways that we can get this even lower, knowing full well that as the course of the year comes to, that if we've misestimated through this process, you can always come back to us and have that discussion relative to how we might be able to fund something that was totally unforeseen and unexpected. Yeah.
And it's like I told the sheriff, from where I'm at, it's not a reflection of your budget, but it's how your budget fits into the overall county budget.
It's just trying to make all the pieces come together as we have these conversations so that when Lisa goes back and works her magic with all the numbers, we come out where we need to come out. And so that's how I got where I got. Please don't take it as a reflection.
And you said you're talking 13,000, correct?
13,000. Okay. 400 is where I was. Yeah.
Well, I guess I would appreciate then having the time to go through and calculate where I'm at with interns and figure
out.
And
I want Stephen to be able to look at everything because now our next conversation needs to be okay. This is where we asked you to go. Where are you? And let's figure it out. By then, we're going to have a much better feel of where this fits globally whole picture.
Okay.
And then, as far as the countywide services,
That is something that we probably need to discuss a little bit, because something has happened since we did the budget that I just want to make you aware of. I'm not sure that it still won't fit, you know, within the line item, but I want to make sure that you understand that our process server of years, AAA, just retired December 31st. It was kind of a last-minute thing that had happened. So we had to find a new process server. This new process server cost us about $11 more a service. I did check out 6 different process servers. This was not necessarily the cheapest, but it was the cheapest within our county. And I try to stay in the county if I can. And this particular one was within the county. They do a great job for us so far. We've had a couple of weeks of using them. But it is, again, $11 more a service. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, but we have probably in the neighborhood of 1,000 services a month.
So 11,000.
Or a year, I mean. Yeah. So over.
And she goes statewide, is that right, Teresa?
She will. If she goes outside of our county, she does charge mileage.
Sure, but you know, if we have people with restrictions and they won't go out of county, then we have to pay that out of county sheriff's office quite a hefty stipend to serve. So I think that is helpful cost wise.
Yeah, it is considerably more if you have to go through a sheriff's office outside of county. So.
Okay. But as we sit here and talk today, even with that knowledge, you're comfortable at the $6,000 and the $65,000.
Count the bottom of
bottom
page.
Of 12. Bottom of 12.
Sorry.
I just flipped my page a little too quickly. As you see, I'm at 39%.
Yep.
So I'm under the 50.
Well, yeah, 60. You're under the 65. 65. We originally budgeted 65.
I mean, right. 50%. Sorry. Yep. I'm under the 50%, so I'm at 39%, so I think I'll still be able to cover that within there. Unfortunately, that's one of those line items that I have no idea who's going to.
Well, we're
going to
serve what we need to serve,
crime.
And
yeah.
If it comes down to it, you know, as we get into the year, this year or next, if a change like that
right.
starts to really negatively impact your budget, please just come back. I mean, that's exactly the way we intend to work, is to recognize that sometimes there's some unforeseen things
sure.
that happen.
Sure. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any questions for us?
None.
Okay.
Okay, so
tell Stephen I tried to make that as minimal a request as I could. I know he's got an upset stomach today.
Today might be the day to tell him.
We thought we'd wait till he's feeling better.
Okay.
Thank you.